so it marched us into a barbed wire area that had been put up, and they told us we'd be there that night. Every time they'd change the guards, they'd bring their new recruits and stuff that they had on, that they'd brought up to the front behind their main fighting troops. And because they couldn't trust to be sure that they'd kill or shoot if somebody tried to get away, they'd make him bayonet a prisoner before they put him on duty. Just go out anywhere in the bunch, you know, and gather up one, make him march out, take him over in the field, and then they'd tell that the Jap guy that was going to go on guard to bayonet him. And if he didn't hesitate bayoneting him, why, they knew he was a guard that would shoot and everything, so they took him and put him on guard. And after they'd done that about two or three times, and you never knew where they was going to come, where they were going to pick them up, they'd come into that area, and people's laying all over everywhere, you know. Well, you never knew when they'd just walk up, and you'd happen to be the one they picked. So there was an old barn there just covered with tar paper, and I tore a piece of that tar paper off and walked over into an area where they was using for a latrine. It just going out into a grass-thin area there, and just everybody had to go there to do their dirty work. And I went out there, and it was dark by then, and I spread that thing down and slept on that piece of tar paper all that night. Japs wouldn't come out there because they couldn't see in the dark. So you wouldn't have to keep the feet out of the stuff that was on the ground out there at night. So I slept out there. Of course, it's kind of smelled, but at least they didn't come out and pick me up and take me and bayonet me.